Good morning. This is Book Mole, Patricia Kohlberg, with a review for you today of Rebecca Kwong's 2023 novel, Yellowface. Who has the right to tell what story, about what people, in what way, for what audience, and who has the right to decide about all that? If you're looking for answers to these thorny questions, don't read this novel. You might find a partial answer in the fact that this is a novel about a white woman written by a Chinese-American author. But that's about as far as it goes. The story is a brilliant takedown of the contemporary U.S. world of publishing. No one, not the writers, the agents, the editors, the critics, or the publishers, is left unscathed. The richly layered tale explores all possible sides of these issues without taking a clear stand. If there is a moral to the story, it's that the truth is a slippery thing, subject to all manner of manipulation and exploitation. June Hayward, our protagonist and narrator, is a young white writer. Her debut novel has already bombed out by the opening of the book. Her friend, Chinese-American Athena Liu, however, is a rising star in the literary world. The two of them are celebrating Athena's enormous success when Athena chokes to death during a drunken contest to see who can eat the most pancakes. Yes, it is a metaphor for what follows. June, however, is not so horrified by this gruesome death of her friend that she fails to seize Athena's unfinished manuscript about Chinese laborers in World War I. She completes the work and publishes it under her own revised and Chinese-sounding name, Juniper Song. She is such a master at rationalizing her gross duplicity that the reader is almost sympathetic to her. Almost. Juniper runs into her first snag when a Chinese-American editor suggests a cultural sensitivity read by Asian writers. June refuses and maneuvers to get the editor fired for her effrontery, an act that sets the stage for Juniper's eventual downfall. Because the book was brilliantly written in the first place by Athena Liu, it becomes an instant bestseller, but it doesn't take long before the attacks begin. In the words of one detractor, the novel, called The Last Front, joins a long line of, quote, inauthentic stories that use troubled pasts as an entertaining set piece for white entertainment, end quote. Then it gets worse. Someone posing as the deceased Athena Liu claims without offering any evidence that she, Athena, wrote the book. Social media sites explode with attacks on Juniper as a literary thief, but they also include one critic who, in a way, defends Juniper when he writes, quote, this book is so racist that it's obvious only a white person could have written it. In the middle of the social media feeding frenzy, the deceased Athena Liu, as the putative author of The Last Front, comes under attack herself for not being Chinese enough. She was not fluent in Mandarin. She had not spent enough time in China. She attended East Coast primarily white upper-class private schools. She was all about cultural assimilation. Plus, she was a vulture. She appropriated the pain of others and rendered it into stories from which she could profit. But it wasn't all on Athena. The publishing industry had, quote, marked her as their token exotic Asian girl. Every time she tried to branch out to new projects, they kept insisting that Asian was her brand, was what her audience expected. That was her marketing point, end quote. And as Juniper points out, Athena Liu milked it for all it was worth. Juniper soon discovers who is posing as the dead Athena and manages to neutralize him. The scandal blows over, but leaves Juniper shaken. Naomi Klein, in her book, The Doppelganger, has written cogently about the perniciousness of social media. She herself has been subject to flurries of social media attacks related to her being confused with her so-called doppelganger, Naomi Wolf. Naomi Klein writes about how you can lose control over your social media persona, how that public persona is never exactly who you are, and how profoundly destabilizing this can be to your sense of self. Likewise, Juniper, in a moment of self-reflection, asks herself, "Sometimes I wonder if I'm the one with a warped version of reality, whether I really am a sociopath who fetishizes Asian women." Juniper goes on to publish a third novel about her fraught relationship with her mother. She begins the book with yet another paragraph she's stolen from an unpublished short story written by Athena. The entire remainder of the book, she self-righteously tells herself, is hers alone. But this novel turns out to be her undoing, as she is quickly exposed as a serial plagiarizer. Her reputation is so thoroughly trashed, the right-wing media comes calling to offer her a platform because, as Juniper puts it, quote, "I and my pretty Anglo-Saxon face have become the perfect victim of the left-wing fascist cancel culture mob." This, too, resonates with the right-wing embrace of Naomi Klein's doppelganger, Naomi Wolf, although Naomi Wolf really is a hyper-conservative wingnut. Not to be so easily defeated, Juniper hatches a plot to neutralize this latest attack. I'm not going to tell you how that ends up, except to offer one last cynical observation that Juniper makes. There is, she says, always another way to spin the story, another so-called truth that captures an age in which there is not shared agreement about an underlying reality. In the midst of all the accusations and counter-accusations, Juniper reflects on the role of the writer in ways that I found sharp and interesting. We, as novelists, Juniper says, are the ones who say, look, while everyone peeks through their eyes, unable to confront darkness in full force. We articulate what no one else can even parse. We give a name to the unthinkable. End quote. Later on, she muses, I think the way we learn about history in classrooms is so antiseptic. It makes those struggles feel so far away, like they could never happen to us. Like we would never make the same decisions that the people in those textbooks did. I want to bring those bloody histories to the fore. I want to make the reader confront how close to the present those histories still are. End quote. Which brings us back to the opening question. Who has the right to excavate those bloody histories and in service to whom? This is a novel that clings very closely to our times. It is at once dark and funny as it cuts to the bone. Like the best literature, it raises way more questions than it answers. It leaves you wondering. This is Patricia Kohlberg for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I've been talking about Rebecca Kwong's 2023 novel, Yellowface.